So you're going to show us version 2?
So this is version 2.
Version 2 of what?
Visual Studio Tools for Office.
Okay.
2005 or something, I think is the official term. It's real long.
And people can get this today as part
So
of
this is part of the Whidbey Beta 1. So this is just plain old Whidbey Beta 1 installed, so
okay.
There's nothing new here. There's nothing special about this particular build. So this is the one that has Word and Excel integration complete in it. So we can show you this. And then I have some better demos on here, which we'll show you too. So,
okay. Cool. And what does this let a programmer do?
This lets you write Word and Excel documents and templates and put managed code behind them. So that imagine you have an expense report where you create a new expense report, and then it has a whole bunch of functionality to go get your Amex website, your Amex web service stuff to pull information. So you can build apps out of Word and Excel. That's the main idea about it, is you can build your application, but you use Word and Excel as your UI and that type of stuff to take advantage of it.
So, awesome.
So let's take a look.
Yeah.
So the key thing here is this should look fairly familiar to you. This is just Visual Studio. And, you know, I'm going to do it in Visual Basic, but we support C# too. We'd be interested to hear if people want it in J# and C++ too. Most of the time, VB and C# is what we're hearing right now. So I have all my Windows projects, but also now I have an Office tab here. So I can create an Excel document or a Word document. I'm going to create an Excel document here. I can also do templates if I want to. I'm going to click OK. And it's going to ask me, do I want to create a new document? Or if I had an existing spreadsheet and wanted to put some code behind, I can do that too. So I click on Finish. I wish I'd run this before. This is just saying, hey, do you really want to do this? That's going away. Come beta 2. Oh. And Office is deciding now's a good time to install itself. I might have to do this again. This is
okay.
Our terminal server machine, they continually update, which is good of them, but okay, so well, it came out pretty quick. So what it's done is it created me a project behind that Excel spreadsheet. So here I have sheet 1, sheet 2, sheet 3, some code behind it. But the big thing here, notice this is actually Excel running inside of Visual Studio. So one of the key differences between, if you're familiar with VBA, is you had Excel and you kind of flipped to a programming environment. And we found with usability, people had real problems with, you know, designing their spreadsheet in one window and then having to flip to the Visual Studio IDE in a different window. So we ran some usability tests and people like unanimously preferred this. And I think it comes down to is like, if you're doing WinForm development or ASP.NET development, then you expect to have your designer inside of Visual Studio. You don't expect to have to flip out to a different process and deal with that. So I now have full Excel in here, so I can do anything that I'd want to. So I get all the Excel menus, so I can say, you know, insert chart, and I get a chart in there. So it's full Excel actually running inside of Visual Studio. And I get toolbox support, all the kind of things that I'd expect to do, so WinForm controls. And we'll come on to that in a little bit. But one of the things I was alluding to before was, how do I know how a cell changes, one of our kind of litmus tests to see if this stuff works. So if you're familiar with Excel, name ranges are like, you know, kind of the heart and soul of how Excel works. And what a name range is I can say, well, look, rather than calling it cell A1, why don't we call this thing Robert? And now Excel knows that's a name, and I can refer to that in my Excel formulas to get that information. Now, in the past, that really made no difference, the way that you program. In order to find out the value of Robert or find out if it changed, then you'd have to go to the worksheet and then try and work out that there's a ranges collection and then eventually find Robert. Well, what I can do here is I can just say view code, and in the traditional VB style of programming, I can just click on the object drop-down. And you notice now it has Robert as an object. So we've exposed these objects. So this is where we're trying to make the Excel object model a little bit more obvious as to what's going on. So I can go to Robert and look at the events it has, and change is one of them. So I can click on change. And it creates me an event handler for that. So, and I can say, you know, message box, hello world. And I can click F5, and what it's going to do is build me a .NET assembly behind the scenes. It's going to attach that to my worksheet, and then load my worksheet inside of Excel. And then when I go up here and change a value in there, lo and behold, I get message box hello world. Now, obviously this isn't a really exciting application, but literally that was taking people, you know, half an hour, 45 minutes to not get that far beforehand. So we're really trying to make it a little bit easier for people to get into programming against Excel. So another cool thing that people like to be able to do is, you know, Excel is a great spreadsheet, but what happens if you want to put a common request is, you know, I want to be able to put some date time. I want to put a date time picker on Excel. Well, you know, Excel has the ability to load ActiveX controls, which is kind of cool, but it's a .NET world. And like, this is really nice date time picker that's in WinForms. How can I put that into Excel? Now I could show a WinForm control, WinForm form itself if I wanted to rather than message box. But one of the things we've done is I can go to my toolbox now, just as I could do with a WinForm, and I can use any of the WinForm controls that are available to me on a WinForm, and now I can drag, drop those and stick those directly on Excel. So I can drag my date time picker, and it's actually running inside of Excel now, so that if I just run this, up it pops, and I now get the full, any WinForm control that I could use inside of a WinForm, I can now use inside of Excel and extend my user interface. So one of the ideas, the concepts we have is that, you know, in many respects, you should be able to write applications without really having to understand how Excel works. So you can, you know, simply name things and then deal with it just as you would do like a text box in a WinForm. Or you can just use WinForm controls directly on there and start building applications to deal with that. So I can really start extending the Excel experience by using these WinForm controls. But a common thing people want to be able to do is, you know, a lot of, certainly in Office, a lot of the things that people do when they're programming is like, well, how do I get this data and how do I integrate it into Excel? Now, Excel has some great data integration mechanisms. I can pull stuff from SQL Server databases or whatever. But unfortunately, it's really kind of like an end user tool. So like, you know, me as an end user of Excel, I can take that data and put it in there. But me as a developer, once that data's in Excel, I really know nothing about it. So for example, I might want to show the customer name in cell B2. Well, in order for me to get at that customer name, once I put it on there, I then have to work out it's in cell B2. And then if a user decides to move it around or optimize their spreadsheet, which they do a lot, then I've lost that information. So what we want to be able to do is really take the data and start integrating that into Excel, but don't lose any of the semantics that the data gives me. So I can essentially take an XSD schema and drag and drop it onto Excel, and I can now start programming against the schema. And we deal with the mapping and say, well, we know that customer ID is in cell B2. But all I have to do is say customer ID equals 25, and we do that mapping for you. So you actually don't have to understand any of the Excel programming model in order to get it to work. So let's take a look at how that might work. So what I can do here is go over here and go to data and say, okay, I want to add a new data source. And this is a standard Visual Studio thing. So what I'm going to do here is create a new connection. Trinity Demo 1, I hope, is still there. I shouldn't hit refresh. And as with all demos, we're going to use the Northwind database. This is a standard database that sits with SQL Server. Next. And in this case, I just want to pull out maybe the employees table. I click on finish. And what it's done, you know, it's actually given me an XSD from the Northwind data set. But it's also added me this nice little data sources window, which is standard in WIDBI, which is really kind of cool. Because now what it allows me to do is drag drop between here and the Excel spreadsheet. Now, if I was doing this in a WinForm, then here I can click down and it gives me a list of all the controls that I want to be able to use. But it knows it's inside of Excel. So it's saying, well, you know, if you drag drop employee range, I can create you a name range or a list object. These are things that are Excel specific. So what I can do here is I only want I'll drag drop first name, and then last name. And, you know, that's pretty much all I'm interested in, but maybe I want their birth date. You notice it knows that this is a date. So when I drag drop this, it creates me, this nice little date time picker. And then maybe I want to see a photo of this. You notice it doesn't really know what to do with the photo because there's nothing kind of intrinsic in Excel, but I can click on photo and hope that it still works. And we'll put a picture box in here. So I can drag drop on this and make this photo a little bit bigger. And just move these about. So if I just hit F5, okay, so it's now querying the database, and lo and behold, I get the information about that, and I haven't had to write any code whatsoever. Now, this is no big deal if you've done WinForm, that's kind of how you expect things to work, but there's a lot of things going on behind the scenes here. It's like, how does it, Excel knows nothing about .NET data binding, because this is Excel 2003, so we've extended Excel 2003 and Word 2003 to let them know about .NET data binding. So we were talking about the object model beforehand. So we've extended the notion of a name range or a worksheet to say, okay, well, this is now data bindable. It understands how to talk to a web service, how to talk to a SQL database, that type of stuff. So they can start pulling that stuff together. So the idea being is like to reduce the amount of code so you start writing your business app rather than having to understand, oh my God, how do I do this in Excel? And, you know, that's probably saved you a couple hundred lines of code to deal with that. So that's the start of some of it, some of the basics. A couple other things that are interesting inside of Office that we get a lot of comments back. I don't know if you're familiar with if you come across the actions pane in Office.
Once in a while.
Yeah, that's just to show people what that is. Let's do it inside of Word this time. So we get a lot of requests. It's like, how do I put my user interface in? This is the actions pane over here, which is new in Office 2003. And the idea here is meant to give you contextual application information based on where you are. So obviously I have a blank document, so it's going to ask me where I'm going to get started. But if I'm writing, say I was writing my review in Word, which we do here at Microsoft, it's really annoying to me that it doesn't know. Like, I really like to know, you know, what my review score was last time, what all my goals were. How can I put that? It'd be nice if it was showing me that information over here. Now, Office provides a mechanism to extend that, but I think that our friends in Office would agree with this. It's a little complex. It's like 300 or 400 lines of code just to get the basics up and running. It's a pretty, because it does. If you think about it, it does a whole bunch of integration there. And it's really not that .NET friendly. You have to register the information, so you have to register your as a COM app, and you have to get some schema down to it, and there's a whole bunch of things. And so people really like the concept; they weren't too keen on the reality. So we try to make that a bunch easier as well, and start thinking about what a .NET developer would want there. So if I'm a .NET developer, I want to put my WinForm control in there and like be able to design it inside of WinForm, and not have to, you know. A lot of people are using HTML. And HTML is good for some things. Application design, maybe not exactly what we want to do. So we've added something which we're calling the actions pane. So let's take a look at, let's use this existing one. Maybe we want to show some information about this particular person. So what I can do is in this Excel document, I can just say, I want to add a user control, which is a standard WinForm user control, albeit a very big one. So I now have my user control on here, and you know, let's, for something, we'll just put a button on here. But I could be designing, you know, something useful, and I've got some demos that will show you something useful as opposed to this. But you know, I want this thing to show up when this document shows up. So I can, I'm gonna have an initialize event, which is essentially when the document starts up. And what I can do is I can say me dot actionsPane. ActionsPane is our .NET class that implements all the stuff to enable that thing to show up. And I can say that controls dot add. And then I'm just going to say new user control one. And essentially I'm done now. So that one line of code just saved you 300 lines of code and having to register it. Now I can just send you that document and it's just going to work. So I can just hit F5. And now it's going to bind to the database, but when it's done, I now have my user control over here showing up. So I can, and I can do anything I could do in a WinForm control, because it is a WinForm control, actually inside of Office. So I can start building really complex business applications. Wow. Without having to understand how, a lot of things we get is, you know, and to be honest, Microsoft was really bad at this. Some of our examples that we had, I think it was in Office XP, was how to build an order processing system in Excel. Well, the initial answer is don't, I think. Is you know, we're really bad at showing samples that, you know, Excel is a terrible forms package compared to WinForms. It's an awesome spreadsheet, but don't use it as a form. So use it for what it's good at. So, and you know, you're not going to build an entire order processing system in Excel. You might have like a nice reporting module for that order processing system in Excel. So, I mean, that's one of our key things. We see Office as part of this solution. It's not the solution. And in some cases, you might have a self-contained document, sure, but most of the time, it's going to be talking to something else.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're just trying to make it much, much simpler for people to be able to do that type of stuff.